let's get to it. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, this one gutted me over the weekend. Billy Joel announced he was recently diagnosed with a brain disorder called normal pressure hydrocephalus that causes issues with hearing, seeing, and balance. He had to cancel all of his scheduled shows. And y'all, this is what my mother was not diagnosed for until it was too late. So let's hope that he has caught it early and that they will be able to treat him. This is a new one on me. Chrissy Teigen had her hairline surgically lowered. She has hair loss from pregnancy. It looks brutal. No, I don't mean that it looks bad. I mean, like, that is a lot of stitches. Miley Cyrus shared that filming on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at night led to a serious infection near her kneecap.
I filmed this video in October, and by November at Thanksgiving, I was put in an ICU for a moment, just for a moment. But it was mostly because it was Thanksgiving. There was a lot of people in the ER. You know, people choking on turkey legs or whatever.
Right, sure.
And my leg began to disintegrate within some way around the kneecap area. And then I was like, the doctor goes, do you have any idea why you would have such a brutal infection on your kneecap? And I just saw myself. And I had to tell him. And I've to have a surgeon look at you and say, yuck. Like, they open up like cadavers. Like, they see inside the guts of humans, and they're looking at me, telling me I'm disgusting.
Such a great story. Gross, but great. Billie Eilish took home 7 awards at the American Music Awards, including Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. Her stuff wasn't even that good this year. Eminem accepted the award for Favorite Male Hip-Hop Artist. Wait, did I just say Eminem?
Favorite male hip-hop artist. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's been 23 years since I won my first AMA, and I'm 24 years old. That's crazy. Seriously, man, thank you to the fans. Thank you to everybody who voted for me. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Janet Jackson received the Icon Award.
I don't consider myself an icon. My family, myself, our dream was to... It wasn't ever to be famous. My story, my family's story, it's truly an American story. This would have only happened in America.
Mm. Love Janet Jackson. Bono discussed romance rumors involving his wife, Allie Houston, and his bandmate, The Edge.
Yeah, that's so subject. Well, they were the two cleverest in their year, and they were just below me. And she did seem to be taking an interest in his guitar playing. And as hard as I might practice, I just knew I couldn't touch this guy. So I had to become... You know, the class clown. They still read close, and they still talk about me behind my back. They say it's out of concern.
I love that. All high school friends. Demi Lovato married singer-songwriter Jordan Lutz on Sunday. Paris Hilton was there, reportedly did an impromptu DJ set at the reception. And speaking of weddings or relationships or divorce or whatever, Danica Patrick shared that her relationship with Aaron Rodgers was emotionally abusive.
Because the nature of the relationship was emotionally abusive, so that wore me down to nothing. Someone that, you know, people could never imagine that I would lack complete any confidence or belief in the simple things about who I am. Like, everything was torn to bits. And, he leaves a trail of blood.
They dated from 2018 until their split in 2020 after buying a home together. The Foo Fighters have sought permission ahead of time to swear, drink, and smoke on stage during an upcoming show in Indonesia, which has strict obscenity laws. And speaking of smoking, I got a dirt alert. Oh my gosh. Britney Spears got an official warning after she lit a cigarette on a plane. She apologized but said it was kind of much that the flight attendant reported her.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Okay. And a Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian's 2016 Paris robbery case ended on Friday with a French court convicting 8 of the 10 defendants. Despite the severity of the crime, most of them received suspended sentences or credit for time served. Also, partly because they were all really old. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I can't. You're welcome.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
That's it. I gotta go.